brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another sud segment where good beer meets bad radio, or sometimes bad beer meets bad radio.
It's always bad.
Either way, it's always very, very bad. I'm one of your hosts, Gurugal Juliana, and joining me today for this crazy, cool episode, good old boy Sean, say hello.
Hey, everyone. It's good old boy Sean here. Good to be back.
She said, say hello.
Hello.
you went a little hard there. Sorry.
Well, I'm excited. He's jazzed.
You can see his jazz hands.
Yeah, you should dial that back.
Hands. See, he's jazzed. Good old boy Drew, hey.
Hi.
And where have you bourbon all my life?
what? Oh. Sorry, I'm wearing a punny shirt. I don't know why I'm so excited to be here.
We're excited to have you.
And then there's this guy, this sweet little guy here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you saying?
Mr. Tiny Tim.
Oh. I'm a big boy. Good old boy Tim here.
Yes, Tim.
Tried to lock me out, but I got in.
So nice to see you again.
I'm surprised he remembered how to find his way here.
Well, hey, miracles of GPS happen, I guess. Yeah,
I just followed the light, followed my heart, and brought me here.
And the smell of hops.
Yeah.
Wherever it leads.
Yeah. Hi, good old boy Dave.
By the power of Grayskull. Eh.
We have a skull. Yeah. It all ties in, Drew. You know yeah. what?
There's entirely too much, you know, simulated flesh, you know, for it to be called a skull. I'm just saying.
There's flesh here.
I mean, it's simulated flesh. Like, what skulls have like wrinkles?
It's a fresh skull.
A wet.
Well, technically,
like a wet barrel.
Recently detached from the body. Yeah,
a wet hop skull.
Yeah, nice.
Wow, that's...
This is our friend Ralph here.
Ralph.
Ralph? Wow.
Good old boy Ralph.
There you go.
Yeah,
he's seen better days.
Yeah. Hey, he's...
More of a visual joke, but...
Yeah, but anyways.
We'll send pictures.
Sure.
Follow us on Twitter.
It's a tough medium.
It is. It is. All right. So, what are we going to talk about today, good old boy Dave?
You have to read that other part there. That's what we're going to talk about.
I know.
It's a meta show.
So, founded by Kim Gordon.
Jordan. That's okay.
And Jeff Liebisch. I hope that I'm saying that right. In 1991. Liebisch. Man, can you believe 1991? In the basement of their Fort Collins, Colorado home, New Belgium Brewing. Get this? It's a takeover, folks. Has given us a lot of things to talk about over the years. To name just a few of their beers we've discussed over the years, their Fat Tire Amber Ale, everyone remembers that. The Triple Belgian Style Ale, 1554 Dark Ale, La Folie Sour Brown, La Terroir Wild Ale, and I mean, mm-hmm. I could go on and on and on. But there was one beer in particular, the Ranger IPA. Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us more?
First brewed in 2009, Ranger IPA was a tasty little American IPA. At 6.5% ABV, which is actually pretty small these days for an IPA, it had a nice balance of citrus and pine with a clean finish. For several years, everything was great. But then, in 2017, Ranger just disappeared.
No! Tragedy. No!
He's not dead.
What?
A voice.
Where?
still cries out to be heard.
Then suddenly, in its place, a stronger, more aggressive, a more sinister figure appeared. Dun, dun, dun. The Voodoo Ranger.
Who
since do? 2017,
the voodoo there, that you do.
You guys snake. Since 2017, there have been over 20 unique beers in the Voodoo Ranger lineup.
It's
unique,
crazy.
The original Voodoo Ranger really? IPA and the slightly bigger Drew version. I'm just kidding. Imperial version are the easiest to find, while most of the others are rotational or limited releases.
Nice. I didn't realize that there were over 20.
Well,
I also haven't seen the original since 20. Like, are they still doing? It's in the rotation.
Yeah, yeah. It's always out.
Oh,
it's
I thought this was original called, Voodoo.
No, it's just called.
Oh, the original Ranger.
Yeah, though the original Ranger's gone.
Right,
it's gone.
I know, and I miss it.
Yeah, me too. It was good.
A lot.
I drank it a lot. I really liked it.
I don't think I realized that was gone and Voodoo was here. I thought maybe they both existed. Wow.
Now, they're
separate entities.
Their marketing guy said basically that
all Voodoo is Ranger, but not all Ranger is Voodoo.
It was just time to kind of phase it out. And I think it was probably because around that time, like, yeah, I think 2017, a lot of the IPAs were really getting bigger.
Bigger. And getting hazier.
And hazier. Yeah. So there was a
fruity undertones.
Yeah.
Adapt or die.
So it was like a way to get lost in the shuffle. But I think this was a good way to create like a really interesting way to just bring out a ton of different IPAs and like little takes on IPAs, but still kind of keep a consistent name.
It's a risky move.
So it's a series, I guess.
Yeah.
Capitalize on the existing brand equity, but risk ticking off people who really liked the original.
The only one I remember in this series that was not an IPA, they did the Atomic Pumpkin.
You
remember that one? It was
like a
pumpkin beer with like habanero or something in it.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm surprised I didn't try that.
Sounds good.
Hot garbage.
I like habanero, okay. But yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like to drink habanero?
Actually, yes, but I typically like it in stouts, and I would never put it with pumpkin.
I don't know. I feel like in theory, a pumpkin jalapeno could work.
I mean, I'm okay with some chili beers. Like, you remember, like
it's about the balance.
Phil's name had that one where he would put a slice of jalapeno in each bottle, and that was actually a really cool beer. But
yeah, I've had some that have tasted like liquid queso.
Yeah,
in a good way.
Yeah.
I remember, Belvita.
Wow.
What was that brewery?
That's something.
That, a certain brewer who came here from Colorado. The place, remember they made that Ghost Face Killer, and it was a ghost pepper beer?
Twisted Pine.
Yeah.
Mm.
That beer is so hot, dude.
Yeah, that was...
Like burn your face off.
That was good for cleaning out your engine.
Are there chilies in the Voodoo?
We're not talking about chili beers today. We're talking about Voodoo beers today.
Voodoo Ranger beers.
And speaking of which, go to White Tim. Why don't you give us a lineup for today?
Well, we'll be having 6 out of the 20 unique voodoos today, and they'll start with the original IPA, the Imperial IPA, the Juicy Haze Voodoo IPA, the Experimental IPA, number 7, the Agent 77 IPA, and the Liquid Paradise IPA. They're all IPAs.
Thank you for that clarification.
All IPAs all the time.
Yeah.
IPA's life.
All right, good old boy Drew, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
We will be discussing these many Voodoo IPAs, Voodoo Ranger IPAs, with these suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now.
Make it sound like voodoo, though. Make it sound like you're doing some voodoo stuff.
I don't know how to make it sound like voodoo without
potentially just the normal way. Now, you know what? Fine.
Culturally insensitive to people who may practice
When's
voodoo.
When's the last time we were sensitive?
Yes, but if I'm being culturally insensitive to someone who practices voodoo and they make a doll out of me and they're right.
He's got a point.
There is a point.
And they may have a point.
I didn't tell you
my doll.
I didn't tell you.
There may be a lot of points. You know? Yeah.
I didn't tell you to do your impression of Baron Zemeedi.
Please. I mean, I am a Bond fanatic, so.
Well, there you go.
See? You know,
I'm glad you got that.
But anywho, number 1, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud, Mr. Bond. Right. Number two, was that a belch? Number three, what a relief that I'm not being stabbed with a voodoo pin.
Good call.
Yes. Number four, a body should really not make that sound. Unless it's being stabbed with a voodoo pin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And number five, listen to that hang time. Give me another, but not really.
If it's a voodoo pin. We have a real voodoo doll hanging in our hallway right now. So don't put any pins in it when you walk by to the bathroom.
I'll try not to this time.
Okay. Yeah. Not going to touch that. Literally or figuratively.
Okay. That's fair.
All right, fine. Well, let's get to the beer.
Sibling.
Finally.
I know. All right. So let's start with the original. 7% ABV. Bursting with tropical aromas and fruit flavors. Juicy fruit flavors. From Mosaic and Amarillo hops. It's a golden IPA that is perfectly bitter with a refreshing and sublime finish.
It is gold.
It is.
Very pale clear. Straw, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, it is nice tropical and juicy.
Nice aroma, yeah.
Nothing too crazy on the bitterness. No.
It's relatively soft, but it's there.
Wouldn't mind a little more, but...
Yeah. There's no pine. You know, I miss that from the original Ranger.
Yeah.
So what do you classify this? Like, is this Midwest? Is this any geographical thing?
Mountain IPA.
It is really juicy. Yeah.
Mountain IPA. Mm. Nice.
Yes. It is the old MIPA.
Ooh, I like it.
Wow. Yeah.
Meep, meep, meep.
That's
suddenly a star was born.
Aw, isn't that sweet?
The beer is too.
Well, we'll be back with a rating on this in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So today we're doing a style takeover of
a collection of beers.
A collection of beers, if you will, from New Belgium
Collective
Brewing Company in Colorado. And what we're talking about is the Voodoo Ranger series. We're doing six of them today. And the first one that we've been talking about is the original.
And to be clear, the original Voodoo Ranger.
Yes, right. The original Voodoo Ranger.
Ranger's dead.
Right. Regular.
Voodoo Ranger.
Voodoo Ranger's is alive. Yeah, is alive undead. And well.
The Ranger has come back from the dead via voodoo.
Yes. Exactly. Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Dark magic.
There is no Dave, only Zool.
That's right.
That might explain a lot. No, I'm just
are you the keymaster?
Maybe the gatekeeper.
Wow. So during the break, I was saying, wondering if you would style this at all, like what, you know, or what region in which we said, like, really, yeah, mountain, I guess.
Generic IPA.
Generic IPA. And it's so weird, though, in this day and age that this seems so soft in comparison to, like, so many things. But,
I mean, you got to think of the context, though. Like, this is a beer you can get in a beer store, in a grocery
gas station,
store,
on the side of the road, station, in the middle of nowhere. Right?
On tap, you know, it's extremely available. So it's
extremely approachable.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good. It is.
Like, it's a good gateway.
Yeah. I mean,
if they make 28 ounce cans of it that they sell two for $5 at the gas station,
You know, you see it at sporting events a lot and things like that, the tall boys. And
sure.
It, yeah. It's it's a great intro IPA. It's very non-offensive. There's nothing that excites me about it, but
it'll get you where you need to be.
Nothing about it pisses me off either. So,
well, you know, you go to a place and you look and like, this is the one beer that you're like, ah, you know, like, you know, to save you from having
an IPA.
A Bud Light or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, yeah. Okay, cool.
100%.
Yeah.
Fair.
Okay.
Cool. But am I going to, you know, get a craving and be like, oh, I got to go grab some of this to bring over to my buddy's place?
Take it to a bottle share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
maybe if you're getting into
that
IPAs.
Would be a pro move.
If you're getting into IPAs for the first time, maybe. Yeah.
That's
all right.
True.
Well, let's,
and two very approachable hops, the very popular hops in Amarillo and Mosaic. So,
which is the greatest of all hops.
Yeah.
Dave.
I agree. Amarillo is so good.
That citra is so hot right
Amarillo
now.
Amarillo by morning.
You know, it's sad that this will be Drew's last appearance on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. With the voice. Yeah. That's,
send help.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're going to rate the original Voodoo Ranger IPA a 3.
Decent start.
Yeah, and we're going to move on now to Imperial Zone, otherwise known as the Imperial IPA. So this is clocking in at 9% ABV.
Was there ever a Voodoo Empire?
That's a good question.
I don't know. Imperial. Sorry to derail you there, Julietta.
Well,
deep questions, you know.
I mean, Rage has an empire record, there's an empire. There's a lot of empires. Maybe there is. We'll have to look that up. Okay, so this one
is... Are we talking about music or history here? I'm a little confused.
What are we talking about?
Yes. Where does Star Wars enter the conversation?
I thought we were on Ghostbusters. I don't know.
Tiki Darth Vader.
Yeah, I mean, we've already made a Labyrinth reference, so...
We're just all over the place. Isn't that great?
We're on Skeletor.
It's just a lot happening here.
Yes, there's a lot happening. All right, so the Imperial IPA is a rare blend of choice hops that creates an explosion of fresh cut pine and citrus flavors for a complex, rich, and delicious flavor.
Rare? Pine and citrus is rare, I guess. And
maybe
IPAs.
Nowadays it is rare.
Global warming. Yeah. Mm. The pine trees and citrus trees are just going everywhere, guys. Go ahead, Sean.
I was going to say, my first sip of this, like, boozy really up front.
Yeah, for sure.
But as I'm drinking more of it, that seems to have tapered off. So maybe some aromatics and released while waiting to get to this point of taste in this beer.
It just burned part of your taste buds out.
Some nice terpenes, you know.
Yeah, I do get the pine and the citrus. It kind of has the pine that maybe the original IPA was... Maybe
missing.
Not lacking. Yeah, I think it was lacking a little, although maybe that would have clashed with the juiciness.
Or the booziness.
This one, yeah. this one it's solid. Has that like sweetness though, you know, too, that you get in doubles or triples or whatever you want to call them.
What is that from? Low attenuation or high attenuation?
You're just using so much malt that
they're trying to balance
out.
You
just can't overcome that.
Yeah, and you're trying to balance all the malt. I mean, so you have a couple of options to dry out the beer. One would be using honey. Another one would be using sugar.
Hold on. Like, you're adding more sugar and that dries out the beer? How does that work?
Honey ferments is like 98% fermentable. So
them yeast is hungry, son.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then the other one, other way to do it would be using something like corn sugar, which is fair. It happens more often than you'd believe. So
What?
I mean, I'm not advocating for it, but one way to get around, you know, that too malty in a high ABV beer is to use some adjuncts that will help dry out the finish on the beer.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Some golden rice, maybe?
It is pretty common to put in corn sugar for higher.
Drew, don't make
higher
me
beers,
out the
especially. Cuz and then it will allow your yeast to ferment some more simple sugars and not sort of crap out and lose attenuation like you're saying. But I don't think there's too much like caramel in this. It's kind of golden, but there might be. You'll get some residual sweetness from too many caramel malts as well. But
very much so. Yeah.
It's not like one of those big old school West Coast double IPAs though. There was like
definitely a lot. No.
Look more like an amber ale.
Right.
Not at all. Yeah.
Devil Dancer.
Yeah.
What?
And that has been the trend for a while, is getting away from caramel malts. Like Munich is usually one that brewers are willing to play with if they're trying to avoid the caramel malts, but still have some body and some character to the malt backbone.
Sure. This is so friggin' creamy. Like,
Yeah.
It's so creamy. I guess a little too creamy for me?
I don't think so, no? Man. I mean, I think okay. this is a pretty
If it was a whiskey
beer.
That wasn't a scotch, I would agree with you. But okay. the hops, everything, it's balanced enough, and I know I'm drinking an Imperial.
You know,
I pick this up and it wasn't marked Imperial or double or anything like that, I would agree. Ooh, this is a little too boozy. But I mean, you're walking into this knowing what's coming.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
If you order a 9% beer, you better be expecting a little booze.
Five, I think.
Yeah, it's a skeleton in a winter hat on this thing. Okay,
more ABV, more problems.
Yeah.
It's good. Like, I like the balance though on it, and I like that I'm getting the pine. And that's weird because, you know, for the longest time, I just was all about citrus. It's nice to bring the forest back into the fold.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Anyways.
Oh, you're talking to a couple guys that really like that pine.
Oh, I love it.
Georgia pine?
That dang, the devil's
that,
pine.
That sticky pine.
Sticky pine.
It's sticky, icky.
Yes. So anyways, we are going to rate the Imperial IPA Voodoo Ranger thing from New Belgium a 4.
And how many gas station IPAs do we usually give a 4 to? I mean, that's...
No, you got a point. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Is the Imperial kind of everywhere as well?
Yeah, you can get you can get in those big... What are those, 22s?
22, 24. Yeah. There's some odd sized ones.
Oh, the cans.
And,
Or like 19 or...
There's some really odd... Yeah. Like 20... I think I saw 25 ounce like...
You get one more ounce.
The big one.
Yeah. I have seen, that's like the Bud Light Budweiser.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think they're 19.2. Those like Lagunitas and Voodoo. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Wow.
My friend.
Two for $5, though. Okay. I mean.
Well, the next one that we're going to talk about, we're going to go juicy now. And we're going to do the Juicy Haze IPA.
Juice. Mm-hmm. Give Buster the
tropical
juice.
Aromas again.
Oh, how you tempt me.
Maybe some citrusy flavors.
This one is 7.5% ABV. It's packed with bright tropical aromas.
Incredibly different from the last
one. And brilliant citrusy flavors.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
And
science.
And this one is unfiltered. Go figure. For a pleasantly smooth finish.
Sean loves those hazy boys.
This one's not offending me like they
it's
normally
do. It's not as hazy as I would expect to if you called it juicy haze.
It's not sweet. You know, that's the thing. Like, compared to the last beer, it's a little sweet, but it's
juicy. Yeah.
I can see through it.
It smells mostly. Like it would be sweeter than it is.
How's it taste, motherfucker?
It tastes good.
That's a tasty beverage. Goes well with this burger.
Yeah.
Pineapple on the burger.
Ooh, exotic.
This beer would be great at a little cookout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except it's 7.5%, so.
Yeah, in this heat, not in this economy.
No. Yeah, not in this economy. Yeah.
Still gas station beer, though. 2 for $5, right?
Yeah.
Probably good. Is this one out there, too? Yeah.
I think you can maybe see this one.
I've seen a lot of these in the gas stations.
Yeah, just singles. They're not all in the big cans.
Not all. Some bottles and cans and, you know.
I'm not getting the hop burn that I bottles get with a lot of the hazy, juicy IPAs, which is nice. This is very approachable.
Yeah, this is.
It is more juicy than haze, if that makes any sense.
Uh-huh.
Haze always implies to be more bright, acidic. You know,
there's none of the acidity that you normally get with the hazy IPAs for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like the original IPA. I feel like it's a nice, decent, middle of the road, you know, not offensive.
Bring you into hazy IPAs.
Yeah.
The finish isn't doing much for me, though.
It kind of comes and goes.
Yeah. Too.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did just blow our palate on an Imperial.
All right. Well,
with knowing that we blew the palate on the Imperial, you know, the finish doesn't leave much.
Whatever you guys want to do. Julie calls it.
We're going to give it a 4. We're rating the Juicy Haze IPA a 4.
Wow.
It's nice. The ending is a little odd, but I wonder if the ending is a little odd because of what we just had before it. You know what I mean?
And if the original's a 3, is this better?
I think.
Or the same?
I would drink this one more than the original one.
Yeah.
I would as well.
Yeah,
it's more interesting.
I would drink the original more.
Would you?
Okay. Yeah, this is, it's a little,
okay.
I don't know. I like more complexity.
I was going to say, if I had to choose between the two and I was going to have more than one, I'd want to drink the original more than one than I would the juicy.
Gotcha.
But I'll admit I'm a little hazed out.
Well, that's why I can be honest
among these people. Everyone listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of hazed out.
Tim's hazing out.
Man. Well, I think this one is a refined degree of haze compared to some that we've had, you know, like Tim recently is, that's like tipped me over the edge. You know what I mean? This is like,
yeah,
this is the beginning way of reeling me back into reality of like the West Coast, like the hoppy or the piney ones and the earthy, danky things that I didn't realize I missed as much as I do.
I mean,
does that make sense?
Exactly. I'm all in on cold IPAs now. So I've never had one. I don't know where I could find one.
I haven't had one
either. I mean, I feel like I've had it. I can't tell you where, just because I can't remember. Yeah. And it was one of those. It's like,
now, and you noticed that much of a difference,
right,
did you?
Right. Yeah, this is a hoppy lager.
Yeah, that's nice. I was going to say, I've had a lot of IPLs. So.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but those are old. Those are boring.
Yeah,
that's just like the Rangers.
That's now 2016.
That's a voodoo IPL.
And who might ever drink like something like a Czech Pilsner or a German Pilsner?
Time to go. We're looking for real beer.
So is the next IPA phase going to be like unhopped IPAs?
No potential bittering because there's no hops.
With lager yeast.
We put one hop per gallon.
Fermented at 1 degree below
the anti-IPA.
The maximum temperature. Well,
I mean, I think Scratch has explored that a little bit in terms of like bittering with bark and
alternatives.
Yeah. And I mean, there's room for it to happen.
Style.
Basically.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah.
I like it.
But do we want that every day?
I mean,
I like my hops.
I could have Scratch,
I love my hops.
Every day.
Well, okay, that's fair.
There's so much variety,
there's got to be hops.
It's a spice of life.
You got it.
In your pills or in your
if
lager.
I lived in the woods of Ava, Illinois, and I had the opportunity to go have Scratch beer every day, I might very well do that.
Man, could you imagine that being your neighborhood bar? Like you're watering. Oh.
Okay. Speaking of out in the woods.
We'll be right back, everybody.
I think Drew has a topic to discuss with us.
Ooh, Drew, story time. Tell.
So, it's interesting. We're going to set this up. Apparently, we actually have a couple of topics, and good old boy Sean and I were sort of given the choice of what to discuss. And I picked this one because it seemed to be a little more exotic, perhaps, but you be the judge. Headline, weird news. Man accused of killing friend claims it was to stop him from summoning Sasquatch.
What?
I didn't know they came, like when you called.
I didn't know that Sasquatch was summoned, but apparently he reportedly feared that Bigfoot was coming to eat him.
Oh.
Wow.
July 14th, 2022. Byline by Mr. Ed Matza. Matza?
Matza.
It's good to it's good to quote the source.
That guy must be crackers.
It's his byline. You know? So an Oklahoma noodler. An Oklahoma noodler. This is the opening line. Was arrested and reportedly confessed to killing his fishing partner, claiming he did so to stop Bigfoot from coming to eat him.
Wait, so by...
Wait, let's get to the whole
story. Noodler, a derogatory term?
No. Hold on.
That's right. Well, by the way, everyone, if you know what noodling is, don't tell good old boy Tim because he still doesn't know.
I mean, I know a couple things that are called noodling.
Hey.
It's a family-friendly show.
Exactly. Yes.
Larry Dahl Sanders, 53, had been noodling, a way of catching catfish via hand.
Ah,
you know, you'd stick your hand out.
Not as bad as you thought,
not
right?
What I was thinking.
Yeah. With his friend Jimmy Knighton, also 53, along the South Canadian River in Pontotoc County on Saturday. Larry claimed that while at the river, he discovered Jimmy intended to feed him to Sasquatch/Bigfoot, unquote. An affidavit cited by NBC News said, Larry indicated Jimmy attempted to get away from him so that the Sasquatch could eat Larry instead.
Oh, so the plot thickens.
The OSBI, the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigations, told the news that Sanders thought Knighton basically tricked him into being out there, and the two fought for an hour.
Like, how could you fight for an hour?
Over Sasquatch being summoned. I mean, I imagine maybe the fight was to keep the summoning from happening, well, like probably, the ritual. Like
a, there was probably a lot of yelling and running back and forth involved.
And probably not a lot of catching of fish, because my grandfather always told me that's what scared them.
Yeah.
You know, Sasquatch rituals and...
Right?
Yeah.
Sure.
And running around.
Wrestling.
Yeah. Do you think it was a wrestling, voodoo yes. ritual wrestling to call Sasquatch?
Maybe.
It would make sense, you know.
Yeah.
It's about the only overlap.
I mean, Sasquatch has to be great at noodling, so maybe they just need to...
Got those long arms.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So Sanders, you know, choked him to death near the river. A man did die.
That's sad. Yes. I mean, let's just say that's not cool.
That is pretty
Then he went depressing. Home and confessed to his daughter, who was apparently dating the other son of the man he killed.
So that's probably put their relationship into some...
It's a little rocky.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a twist.
He appeared to be under the influence of something, said Sheriff John Christian.
Really? Which is weird.
What?
You know.
Voodoo, perhaps.
Not Voodoo Ranger.
But the Oklahoman reported that Sanders had outstanding warrants from two drug-related cases. And in 2019, he was placed on probation for 5 years for bringing meth into the jail.
Meth.
It's always meth.
Always meth.
Meth is death.
So Sanders is now facing a charge of first-degree murder. I do notice that there is no charge for Sasquatch summoning, so I can only assume that is not on the books as a law in Oklahoma.
Sasquatch be charged as an accomplice?
Is it felony murder because he was involved?
In accessory, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Cruelty to animals?
I guess we'd have to know the Oklahoma, you know, code statute. On this.
There's jurisprudence for it.
Oh, wait, so, I didn't know that Sasquatch lived in
Does
Oklahoma.
Does Sasquatch have legal rights?
Where doesn't Sasquatch?
Doesn't yeah. really adhere
I
mean, to like
I thought he was in Georgia.
Does he become the abominable snowman?
Dude, he's like 9 feet tall. He can get around.
Yeah, Bigfoot. Those steps carry him very far.
Slewfoot's another name for him.
We'll be back with more in just a minute. The destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue.
Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Why is it a restaurant?
Did you say a Gasquatch?
Welcome back, everyone.
There's been a recent development in this story.
Was the Gasquatch involved?
Breaking news.
There is. The whole family will love a trip to Gasquatch, a Bigfoot-themed restaurant and mini-mart.
Do you get
in
gas?
In southeast Oklahoma.
Can you
Oklahoma.
Buy Voodoo Ranger from the at the food
I 100% bet you can get some Voodoo Ranger at the Gasquatch.
Oh, my God. This is...
Okay.
I got gas at Gasquatch. I want that shirt.
This is revelatory. Yeah. Yes. And all you have to do is look for the 30-foot-tall Bigfoot sign outside.
It seems
the store.
How that could
seems,
you miss it?
That seems small.
Like maybe a social experiment, you know?
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
yeah, it sounds experimental.
Good old boy Mike needs to do a road trip. So
I'm thinking so.
What's next, okay. Juliana?
Okay. So, thank you guys for staying with us as we just were waxing poetic.
The few of you who did.
Right. And what we've been talking about today is a collection of Voodoo Ranger beers from New Belgium Brewery. And right now, we are going to discuss the experimental.
This is my least favorite so far.
IPA. It's number seven. Well, maybe you needed to have number six or number five. Maybe number seven just isn't your jam.
Is number eight coming?
It might
be. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It may already be in production.
Okay, so this one is a citrusy IPA brewed with Sabro hops.
What do you guys know about Sabro?
notes of coconut.
I like their hummus.
There's definitely coconut in this.
Yeah. I think Sabro's big trademark is notes of coconut in the tasting profile.
Yeah.
So a coconutty citrusy IPA.
It's interesting.
I'd like a stout with Sabro hops.
We put the lime.
That could be very interesting, yeah.
It is in a lot of hazies.
Put the lime in the Sabro into the beer.
The lime in the Sabro.
I mean, it's citrusy.
Mix it in the beer.
That is a hit record waiting to happen.
Put the fining in the liquid and get it nice and clear.
Ooh. Wow.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
You guys are veritable Rodgers and Hammerstein over here.
That's right.
I prefer Andrew Lloyd Webber personally. But I
get down with the Webber.
get a couple IPAs from these guys. Next thing you know, magic happens.
Voodoo.
Next thing they're noodling.
Yeah.
Summoning Sasquatch.
Noodling.
Doesn't take much to get these boys noodling.
No canoodling.
You can't get them to stop.
I'm confused by this one.
Yeah.
Is that a good word?
No, that's a good word.
I mean, I'll say that they called it experimental. So you got to give it to them there.
It's like, hey, you know, we're going to.
A little bit of bitterness on the finish.
Throw some stuff against the wall.
It has a weird bitterness.
It's really sweet on the front, almost like there's like fake sugar. Like, I feel like maltitol, but it's not. Obviously, that would be weird.
Yeah. It's super creamy, sweet in the start. And then it just has this harsh. Like,
the finish is almost too dry.
An axe dry finish.
It's like they listened to us talk about the sweetness of, you know, the first couple we had, and they're like, oh yeah, we got you now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Add some enzymes and
take
out all the sugars that ever existed in this.
I mean, it's not
beverage.
Bad beer, I guess, but it's just
My least favorite of the flight thus far.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to rate the experimental IPA number 7 A2.
Try again.
Sabno.
Just maybe with the Yeah. Okay. Let's go to Agent 77.
Ooh.
That experimental is just kind of hanging around.
So
it's mysterious.
This is 7.7% AB. That's cute.
Did they put leading zeros?
Interesting.
It's neither shaken nor stirred. And it's brewed with International Nelson Soda.
International?
And Galaxy to create a fruity and floral IPA that's as charismatic as it is citrusy. Would you say the 007 is?
I liked it until you read all that, and then it made me not like it.
I don't. It's Agent 77. What am I missing here?
What happened to Agent 69?
No.
Oh. Oh.
They're noodling.
All right, 006.
Shall we shag now?
I guess if you did Agent 007, you'd be asking for a lot of lawsuits.
United Artists, Albert Arden, Cubby Broccoli.
Oh, Mr. Broccoli.
It's Barbara Broccoli now. Cubby is gone.
It's the broccoli bunch.
Yeah. Okay, so this on the nose. Really weird. Is this?
There's something going on, and I'm not sure.
Okay.
This is.
Okay.
Yep. It smells like hot cocoa, but.
Okay, this is a terrible.
Okay, because I don't remember Nelson Sauvin smelling like
this. No,
it should have a like a Sauvignon Blanc.
The best, okay. It's the best hop in the world.
I think it's definitely. I think it's the Galaxy coming out more.
No, I don't think the Galaxy. I think there might be something flawed with this beer.
Yeah,
we got a tainted.
Some diacetyl going on, maybe
tainted love.
I mean, it could be bad hops too, but there's a gross aroma and then a weird.
Weird
I
flavor.
Get like a caramel. I mean, it's.
Well, yeah, the good news is.
There isn't a balance here.
Experimental number 7 is no longer my least favorite.
Agreed.
Wow.
I expect you to die.
Try opening the other can of 77.
Okay. Yeah, let's give that.
Batch numbers.
It's 2 months old. Or May. Yeah, 2 months old.
So that shouldn't be the problem.
Right.
Really.
No.
Yeah, no, this
29
should,
May 0145.
This should be a fun beer to drink, especially with the Galaxy and
the can. Look, the can art looked really good on this too, and promising.
You know, their website is kind of cool, but not really. It has video games on it.
The Voodoo Ranger. Really?
Yeah. But
that's kind of cool.
But it's kind of hard to navigate, and it irritates me. So
this one being a little bit colder helps, but
no,
I'm
good then.
Yeah, it still smells terrible.
I'll try it, but I believe you guys.
I mean, oh, it Oh god,
it's a little better colder, but I think it's just because I can't taste it.
It compresses everything
a
little more.
Yeah. Can I get it in a frosted glass?
Ooh. With some eau de sanitizer still
frosted onto it
to come off of it and float in your beer. It's ice crystals, everyone.
I've been coming across this on IPAs, and I'm not sure what it is. If it's a question of being like iced down in a cooler and then being brought back to room temperature, I'm not sure what's going on. But I keep coming across this, and I'm not sure what it's coming from.
So this is not the first one. So this is like a kind of a
theme. I have let Stroh's and Milwaukee's Beast Light and Ice get iced down and hot and iced down and hot and iced down and hot, and not had anything taste as off as this tastes.
Well, but you got a thing.
I'm trying to put my finger.
There's not too much.
There's not a lot going on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot more volatiles in this beer. You know that things that could You know,
get thrown off. And it's not just limited to this beer. I've had it in other beers from other brands. And like I said, I've been trying to.
All IPAs, though?
All generally IPAs, yeah. Yeah.
And was there Mosaic usually involved?
Never. No. Not ever. You could run Mosaic hops through, like, all kinds of torture
crusty
devices.
Crusty sock.
And they will still, moldy, crusty gym socks. And they will still come out amazing. So.
Yeah, I wish I could put my finger on the off flavor.
It's
I'm coming up blank here.
It's weird. It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it's weird. Like everyone's saying, it's weird because you smell one thing, and then you taste another. But the flowers that I have in my mouth right now, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Well, and again, you should spit those flowers out so you can taste the beer.
It reminds me. I feel like I grew up on a farm and we had well water, and it occasionally would taste and smell very sulfuric. If I used that water to brew beer and threw a bunch of tropical hops in it, I feel like I'd have this.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not getting any sulfur or anything that.
No, it's not normal off flavor that would like just jump out and hit us. You know, like it's not buttery or whatever.
It's not light skunk. It's not oxidation. There's just something's wrong.
Okay. Would be nice to try this beer not jacked up.
Yeah, and I'd be especially with those hops. I love those hops. Yeah. And so the question is not only just a question of finding it fresher, but is there a different store that has it? You know, maybe a different batch. You know,
Do it on tap.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It could be bad hops. I don't know. Like I feel like I have had beers with bad hops.
Wouldn't New Belgium probably be using like pellets at this scale, especially with those hops?
Yeah, it is. It's just surprising a brewery of this scale
would have.
Might be hard to like pick that out, though. I mean, maybe.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're not trying every hop before you dump it in or anything. So
I'm going to put each pellet in my mouth.
But isn't like
the whole pelletizing process? Does that not make it less volatile than a fresh hop? Per se.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I imagine they're using pellets, but maybe not. But even if those pellets, you know, they don't do it themselves. So
true.
Maybe this some of the hops they got warm and shipping. Were they coming
like a barrel or that type?
I mean, food grade barrel, maybe?
At that scale, I don't know.
Yeah, usually, bales. I think the bales are still the preferred manner of transport for that. Yeah. So the question is, are they getting whole leaf hops that have been dried, or are they getting pelletized hops, which I would assume pelletized are going to ship a lot easier and take up less space on a plane.
Store better.
Yeah, but you know, like Sierra, I don't know if they're still 100%, but for a while they were 100% whole cone hops. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just, that's one guess, but I don't know. Okay. It's a weird flavor.
Well, this Agent 77.
Can we move on?
You have been terminated.
So Agent 77 from New Belgium, we are going to rate a 1.
You got this from the toilet.
Maybe. Mm. Okay, so the last one that we are going to discuss today is Liquid Paradise.
Please be better.
This one is 7.8% ABV.
It's a low bar.
It's using Mosaic, Incognito, Azaka, and Cascade. It boasts a melange of tropical notes to create a delicately bitter and extremely aromatic IPA.
Hmm. I actually
Aromatic is a good description, although I wouldn't. It doesn't smell as floral as some of the rest.
It's
of them,
not but, profound, but no but it's
but
pleasant.
It's definitely there.
I like this one, man. That's it's easy on the tongue.
It is
quite refreshing after the last one.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's it would it'd be hard pressed to after the last two, it'd be hard pressed to really
nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, it's a little more. A little more malty, grain bill, a little more old school, maybe. Has a little bit of bitterness.
Hey, would you open up the other can of this one? I want to try this one a little bit colder, too.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how that plays a little bit cooler.
So, I'm sorry, I keep coming back to the noodler murders. Like, or murder, I guess it wasn't more than one. Like
murderer and murdery.
Have any of you guys ever been noodling, or do you know anyone who has noodled?
So my grandfather used to do it all the time. He called it hogging, which I guess is something of a Midwest term for noodling.
So noodling is not a regional thing. It's all over.
All over, yeah. Wow. I mean,
wherever catfish...
Catfish hide.
Hide in holes, right? Because they dig big holes in the mud, right?
Yep. And so the family story goes, his son-in-law at the time, Brian, was out there noodling with him, and he said, "Odell, how do you know if you got a snake?" And my grandfather said, "You don't." And they said,
"What?"
Brian, a bare knuckle boxer, couldn't get out of the water fast enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Snakes
first
are
off,
creepy.
Wow.
So okay. That's funny. So your grandfather's name was Odell.
Yes, sir.
That's a cool name.
Yep.
That is
I
a cool
I
name.
I have somebody in my family whose name is Odell. That's
yeah. Sadly, I wasn't.
You also have an Odessa.
He passed before true. I was 21, so I never got to sit down and have a beer with him. But definitely, he was notorious. He used to get his beer bucket filled up at the local bar, would drive home with it in his lap, and then sit on the recliner the rest of the evening eating peanuts and drinking
out of a beer bucket.
Your beer bucket.
The OG growler.
Yeah, wow. The OG growler. Yeah, and this is before
multiple roadies when you need more than one.
Yeah. And this is before the alcohol laws really clamped down on open containers, because that's what this
was.
Well, you know, actually,
open containers?
That just seems like that would have been way before this, like when people got beer in buckets.
But. Yeah. Yeah. No, and like, so Belleville, Illinois is the area settled heavily by a lot of Germans.
Yeah.
And that was a tradition. I've talked with people that said as a kid they would go down to the tavern and go get the bucket filled up for their dad. And it was no big deal because they knew the kids were there to get the bucket filled for.
Sure.
And I got in so much trouble.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, at some point
why
the kids got it old enough.
Sent down to the store to get a pack of smokes. Yeah. For,
why is the bucket only half empty, son? Yeah. I don't know.
My bike.
I spilled part of it. I'm sorry. Wow. Wait. Okay. So then the other guy's a bare knuckle boxer?
Yeah. Yeah. Brian, is like, had this tough guy persona. And but when it came
that
to.
That was his son in law?
That was his son in law at the time. My aunt later divorced him.
Yeah.
I think it was set in motion at that time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it was one of those. It's just
I thought
like,
you were tough when I married you. Right.
Can't go noodling hogging with
snakes,
my daddy.
Snakes. Yeah.
You're going to get some snakes when you're hogging.
Yeah.
Come on.
They have a can tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely copperheads would be a concern for sure.
I was going to say,
wow.
I don't want to call your grandfather a liar or something. I'm pretty sure you would know right away.
Well, yeah.
it's just catfish have teeth.
If you have to ask.
Right, but. They don't have poison that would start, burning your hand
this
right
is
away.
True, but they're kind of dirty in them holes.
I guess. But wow, you know what? I don't have the right button for that. But you know what? I want to use that
as Caberton would say. If you play in the mud, you're going to get dirty.
That's right.
And the pig enjoys it, or something.
You start noodling, you never know what happens. Aww. Okay.
But this is noodling aside. This beer is much.
More pleasant.
It's better cold.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But it was okay first. I like this. What would you
This is a good ending to this flight,
A happy ending? Sorry.
Noodle ending?
You set it up.
Wait,
I had to knock
do you
it down.
Guys shake the nozzle?
Oh god, yeah. Okay. We are going to rate the Liquid Paradise a 4. Okay.
There were some some debate there.
There was some debate. Yeah, we're just going four. Okay. Well, that is going to do it for this cool episode.
Good job, New Belgium.
Yeah, yeah. Mostly. For the Voodoo Ranger, yeah.
Check your hops.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll definitely make me... This is going to make me keep an eye on their when I come across their products on the shelf.
Yeah.
Especially it's like sporting events and whatnot. It's like I've passed it up a number of times. Maybe it's time to
try it again. Yeah, revisit it.
You know, if somebody's party need to grab a six pack, you could do a lot worse.
Yeah.
I like they're trying new things, doing different stuff. Like that's really cool.
And that's what it's all about. All right, say goodbye, everyone. Good old boy Sean.
Goodbye, and good to see you as always.
Here. Good boy Drew.
Good night and good luck.
Good old boy Tim.
Adios.
Good old boy Dave.
Yeah, what Tim said. Adios.
This is good old gal Juliana. Thanks so much for joining us. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.